Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the water chief for Southern Nevada, Pat Mulroy of the Southern Nevada Water Authority. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, John Griffin, Bob Kroll, and Michael Hackett. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Resort at Red Hawk and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and reviewjournal.com.
It will be a short outing for this young right-hander as the manager heads to the mound. Uh-oh. I have never seen anything like this.
There's an easier way inside local sports. Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
You've got to visit Nothing Bundt Cakes. They literally sell Nothing Bundt Cakes. 10 flavors every month, including chocolate, chocolate chip, and lemon. And they come in 8-inch and 10-inch sizes, as well as the Bundtlets, which are a great gift at under $5, and they're huge. The cakes can be personalized for birthdays or holidays, and they make a unique centerpiece and a great treat for a staff lunch or office meeting. And check out their non-traditional wedding cakes. Nothing Bundt Cakes in the Smithridge Shopping Center next to Trader Joe's.
Do you suffer from chronic pain? Do you not understand what is causing your pain? Have you been told that it's all in your head because the tests were normal? Don't believe it. I'm Dr. Fred Grimes, and I specialize in chronic pain. We have revolutionary treatments that cure the cause of most pain, not just the symptoms. Call 841-7246 for an appointment. I want to help you reduce your pain and increase your activity.
I've had back problems my entire life, but since seeing Dr. Grimes, I'm now pain-free.
Success has come to TRI through public-private partnerships. I'm here at the new USA Parkway interchange with master developer Don Roger Norman and commission chairman Bum Hess from Story County. Let's listen in.
Roger, it's impressive how you were able to do this bridge in half the time at half the cost. How were you able to do that?
It was a great team of people, NDOT, Story County, the cooperation with everybody, the contractors. This all went extremely fast and under budget.
Is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome back to the program Pat Mulroy. She is the general manager of the Southern Nevada Water Authority and one of our proud sponsors. And it's a pleasure to have you back on the program, Pat. I wanted to talk to you about a story that broke back in May by Felicity Beringer of the New York Times, where she talks about the vast $320 million desalination plant that was approved by San Diego's regional water authorities. It's being built north of San Diego near Carlsbad. It'll be the first large-scale desalination operation on the West Coast and the largest in the hemisphere. Other desalination plants are being planned along the coast from Marin County to Santa Cruz, Monterey, Long Beach, and Huntington Beach. You had talked about this as being way in the future. It seems like things are speeding up quite dramatically.
Well, good morning, Sam. I'm glad to be back on the program. And yes, what's happened in California is a judge shut down the pumps on the Southern California's State Water Project water. They've been hit by a drought in the Sierras, and they've been hit by a drought in the Colorado. So the combined effect has had communities like Carlsbad look at securing their supplies by building desalination plants. Now, in relative terms, it's a relatively small facility. It may be the largest in the Western Hemisphere, but that doesn't say much. There aren't very many in the Western Hemisphere. It's only 50,000 acre feet, which is 6 inches in Lake Mead, and it's for exclusive use in the community of Carlsbad. That having been said, Nevada still very much believes that desalination is a part of their future. And to that extent, we've been working with the State Department and with Interior and the Basin States. We've been in discussions with the country of Mexico and the states of Baja and Sonora to build larger desalination plants there, for which we can then exchange Colorado River water. But remember, the key for us is to get that water physically by exchanging it for Colorado River water. So as long as there's water in Lake Mead and we're not in shortages, then we will be able to use desalted ocean water. But in times of shortages, and the worse the shortage gets, the less opportunity there is for exchanges, that water becomes less and less available for inland states like Nevada.
One of the concerns that you had about this being done along the California coastline when we originally spoke about it was the California Coastal Commission. They seem to have, they have protested, but they seem to be going along with this at this point.
They are going along with the one in Carlsbad. The others are still very much on the drawing boards and have not gone through the approval process. And even the one in Carlsbad is still tied up in court. The surfers are suing Poseidon on that plant.
Pat, this is Michael Hackett. I'd like to turn my attention to the pipeline project. The Snake Valley is the last of five water basins that the Southern Nevada Water Authority has yet to get water rights to. In 2004, Congress required Utah and Nevada to reach an agreement on dividing up water from the Snake River Valley. Utah Governor Gary Herbert announced last week that he would be meeting with local officials and residents regarding a draft management agreement that would do just that. What can you tell us about this agreement?
Yes, I'm glad you brought it up. The agreement with Utah has been a long time in the making. It first required that the U.S. Geological Survey, in concert with the Desert Research Institute, conduct a basin and range study on the availability of water in that basin. That study was concluded. It cost about $3 million, and it concluded that there was actually more water going into Snake Valley than the state engineer had originally thought. Once that study was completed, Nevada and Utah could continue their negotiations, and the agreement that Governor Herbert was talking about was the culmination of those agreements. Under that agreement, there is three different tiers of water that's available in Snake Valley. The first tier gives most of the water to the state of Utah, 55,000 acre feet, and 12,000 to the state of Nevada. That's the amount of water that's already been permitted in that basin. And what is in Category 1, that water is absolutely protected from impact in the future. Category 2, then, is a conservative, much more conservative number in terms of how much additional water can be developed in that valley. That gives both states comfort that that amount can be developed without impacting the basin. And there, Nevada now makes up for the water that it didn't have in Category 1. In Category 2, Nevada gets 36,000 acre feet, and Utah gets 5. The remaining water, then, is divided between the two states in Category 3. At the end of all three categories, when you total up the grand total of all the water rights that are available, there is a 50-50 split in that basin. So where we are now is we're waiting for the state of Utah to finish its public process in reviewing this agreement. And quite frankly, this is better than they could ever get in court. It gives them lots of protections. The Southern Nevada Water Authority has agreed to delay its hearings in Snake Valley for 10 years. That affords the two states and the Water Authority more time to do some more research in that area, and gives them some room to be able to do that research within. We have set up mitigation strategies once we pump. One of those mitigation strategies, and it's by far probably the least costly one, is the moment the state engineer affords us water rights, we will establish a trust of $3 million in the event that a well needs to be lowered in Snake Valley by any of the existing pumpers. So what the state of Utah has to decide is whether this agreement is better than they can achieve in an equitable apportionment case before the United States Supreme Court between the state of Nevada and the state of Utah. And to the extent that there are lots of concessions and a lot of financial concessions in this agreement by Nevada and the Water Authority, it would be very difficult to conceive that the United States Supreme Court would give Utah a better resolve on Snake Valley and provide greater protections for the residents of Utah.
How soon do you think that the governor will give his agreement to this? Because right now he's still taking questions under advisement.
I can't answer that for you, Sam. The governor's going to take whatever process time he needs to be comfortable to sign the agreement, and we're just sitting ready. The Water Authority Board has already agreed to the agreement between the two states and has agreed to put the money up for this agreement. So it is now exclusively in the hands of the state of Utah on how fast and when this agreement moves forward.
Okay, more with Pat Mulroy when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to nevadanewsmakers.com. Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
Debbie, who do you use for workers' comp? Bob and I are paying a fortune and the service is terrible.
Ever since Jerry and I've been building homes, we've used ProGroup. Come to think of it, they haven't raised our rates in 10 years. They've done background checks for us and safety training. We've saved a lot of money.
Well, Bob just added more trucks and drivers, and I think it's time for a change. I'm going to call ProGroup today. Okay, spot me.
ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
With the change of seasons upon us, it's time to start thinking about re-roofing your commercial building before the weather changes. D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal has you covered with great products from Firestone. Remember, there's not just one product for every project. D&D and Firestone have the right product for your roof. The experts at D&D Roofing will give you a tailor-made roof for your building. For more information, call 685-5555 or go to the website ddroofing.com.
If you've been putting off that colonoscopy, which you know you really need if you're 50 or over, please pay attention.
Virtually all colon cancers start with small growths called polyps,
which can be easily removed during your exam.
If everyone had all their colon polyps removed, including you, no one should die of colon cancer.
We literally help save thousands of lives every year.
Unpleasant? Slightly, but not as unpleasant as cancer.
When I finally came in for my second routine screening, they removed the cancerous polyp. Got it just in time.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Pat Mulroy. She's the general manager of the Southern Nevada Water Authority.
Pat, this is Michael again. One of the provisions of that agreement, as I understand it, is that construction on the pipeline cannot begin until 2019. Is this consistent with the timeline that you have developed? And what's the impact on the overall cost of this project?
Well, since it's going to be delayed that long, what the cost impact is going to be, you tell me what the economy looks like in those when we get out there to 2019. But for purposes of the Water Authority's resource plan, yes, it is doable for us to be able to defer going to hearing and developing the water resources in Snake Valley for that time frame. What we've done is we've adopted a two-pronged water resource plan. The one would be in reaction to growth in Southern Nevada, and because of the economic downturn and the slowdown in construction, if there is no impact on the Colorado, if the drought doesn't deepen, we don't see ourselves even needing to begin building this project for another 5 to 6 years, even into Lincoln County. The area of concern for us where this project could move forward quicker is if Lake Mead drops to 1075, sea level elevation 1075. And as you know, and we've talked about this before, Lake Mead is full at somewhere between 1204 and 1220 relative degrees of fullness. And so being down at elevation 1092, which is where we're going to end the year at, is a pretty scary proposition. It wouldn't take but just over a year under the right hydrology to get us down to 1075. That's when the secretary declares the first shortages, and then quite frankly is when we're on our critical path. So we would build probably the first phase, at least that's what our resource plan anticipates, into Lincoln County. But I don't think that the delay of the water right hearing and the development of these resources to 2019 will impair Southern Nevada either in terms of responding to the drought or in responding to the needs for new water supplies.
Pat, the last time you were on the program, it was during the legislative session, and you were very concerned about the legislature messing with your funds. Obviously, the state government is not doing well. We're not seeing any of the taxes coming in at the level they should be coming in at to match the budget. What are your concerns going forward with the possibility of a special session and looking towards the next legislative session, even though it's a long ways off?
Well, at the last board meeting of the Water Authority, because of the financial problems here in Southern Nevada, the Water Authority had to raise the regional water rate. Sam, as you know, we have three funding sources for our capital plan. We have the regional water rate, we have a regional connection charge, and we have a quarter cent sales tax. And ironically, where the connection charge used to provide 57% of the revenues to make our debt service payment, it no longer does that. It has dropped from an annual collection of $188 million to 14. So it's fallen off the cliff. Our water sales are dramatically down because of conservation efforts and foreclosures, some combination of effects from the two of them. And as you know, sales tax dollars are down as well. So in response, since the board has to go out and we have to sell another $500 million in debt in order to finish the third intake, which we absolutely have to finish in response to the drought, they're raising the regional water rate 10 cents this coming January and another 10 cents the January after that. In light of that, I would really question whether the legislature would want to go after those resources and further cripple them. I mean, what it meant then, and it will still mean now, is that if the legislature either takes the reserves or goes after the quarter cent sales tax, that's an automatic additional 50 cents per thousand gallons water rate increase to every customer in Southern Nevada.
And that's where we got to leave it on. That would be a very scary note. Thank you so much for doing this as always, Pat. We appreciate it. And we'll be right back on About a Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Two championship courses and life's distractions fading away.
The resort at Red Hawk, voted the best of 2008.
Hi, I'm Shelby Sheehan. Did you know that 3 out of 4 car seats are installed incorrectly here in Reno? News 4 and AAA want to keep your kids safe. On Thursday, October 15th, AAA will host Buckle Up Baby at the AAA Reno office at 6795 South Virginia Street. Just log on to AAA.com/car seats.
Motor vehicle crashes are the leading cause of death in children ages 2 to 14 years old. Join us for this free event to make your children safer.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. The mayor of Carson City, Bob Kroll, is here. Michael Hackett with All Risk Consulting. And we can't get rid of him, John Griffin here with Cumber Camper. Pleasure to have you all back on the program. Let's talk about this whole maglev dispute that's going on between Senator Reid and the governor. The idea of a train from Southern Nevada to Southern California has been one of the great dreams. In fact, there was a dream of this about 30 years ago between Reno and San Francisco, and still we don't have it. But it does seem like it's kind of strange that you would have it end in Victorville instead of going all the way to Anaheim.
I gotta confess, I haven't focused too much on the maglev because I've been focusing on the little VNT railroad of my own railroad in Carson City, which is blowing steam, man, and it's operating. But I don't have a whole lot to tell you on what the dynamics of that is. I just think that, you know, at the end of the day, I think we need to, in this country, we need to focus pretty hard on transit issues, because that's going to be the future of our nation.
Well, and we're so far behind other countries. I mean, absolutely. You know, especially the Japanese. But I mean, to be able to get a fast, easy way instead of having to struggle on I-15 just seems to make common sense. But really, why would you want it to end in Victorville? And that's where Senator Reid has thrown his support.
And I agree. I find that very
confusing to say the least, but you're right. When you talk about transit systems in other countries and even in other areas of this country, we are so far behind the eight ball, and especially for an area like Las Vegas, which is a major metropolitan area, which has been trying to deal with the excess traffic that they've realized because of the growth that that area has achieved. I kind of think their focus really should be a little more local as opposed to bringing in, and I understand the genesis of this is they want to, you know, make it easier for tourists from California to come to Vegas, but I really think that there should be a little more attention based on the locals and really improving the transportation infrastructure down there.
Well, the RTC is you know, doing their best. Yeah. You know, at this point, they're not putting in light rail, but a lot more, you know, bus transit. But the gaming industry has been kind of silent on this issue, and I would have thought that they would have been the ones, you know, with the most support here.
Well, I think there's quiet support. You know, it's with all gaming companies not doing very well financially, I just don't think it's a good argument for them to make, to say, hey, we need to spend a bunch of federal money on a train to help us out. I mean, look, it's no secret. A train from Southern California to Las Vegas, the primary beneficiaries is the gaming industry. I don't think they need to say much. I mean, that's the fight.
Okay. There was an interesting story, actually an editorial opinion from Glenn Cook in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, who said, Raggio working hard to remain relevant. June's primary election might as well be called the Raggio referendum. What do you think about that?
I think Raggio will be relevant no matter what. I don't think, you know what, we can talk about it, but Senator Raggio doesn't lose his relevance by what happens in the ups and downs of the political whims. He's just been there too long. He's too good at it. He's too much of the elder statesman. So that's my sense on it.
But if he loses, you know, his two seats that are making the difference here.
Oh, I agree. That could be very problematic for them. I know we had the same discussion going into this past legislative session because Raggio was now in the minority as the minority leader, and what kind of influence would he have? And I would agree with Bob. He was probably never more relevant than what his actions and what he how he led his caucus and how he determined the debate and the final outcome this past session.
Well, and he is a mastermind. I mean, okay, so let's say he loses two seats, and let's say that the far-right faction of the Republican Party takes control and he is no longer the minority leader. He's not stupid, and the Democrats aren't stupid. They will ignore, if it's 5-4 or 4-3, they'll ignore the 4. Raggio will make sure he builds a coalition with the 3 and he works with the Democrats to get his way. And then all of a sudden the 4 Republicans or 5 that are in the majority of the Republicans in the Senate will become irrelevant. I mean, he is good and he will never be irrelevant.
That's probably the greatest explanation of his power that I can put together. In fact, I want to diagram that a little bit later. Another interesting article from the Las Vegas Sun from Lisa Mascaro, who's a great writer. Titus's star rising as Ensign struggles. Your thoughts on that?
Boy, I don't know so much about her star rising because of Ensign's troubles, but I do think that she is making the right moves in D.C. And you know what? From my perspective, just being Mayor of Carson City, you know, she's been a big help to all of us, not just because she comes from Las Vegas. She's been a help to us.
And what about the idea of Joe Heck entering the race?
I personally think it's a good move for Senator Heck. I thought that the odds of him succeeding in the race for governor were slim to begin with. I don't think he had the proper statewide name recognition. Now that he's getting into a regional race, so to speak, I like his odds better. I'm still not certain that it's enough for him to win that race.
I'll go out on a limb. I'll make a prediction, maybe dumb or not dumb, but my guess is that the front runner, if Ensign does not run for Senate, the front runner for that seat will be one of the candidates who loses one of the statewide elections in this next election, rather than one of the sitting congresspersons.
Really? You don't think that Dean Heller would step in?
I'm just saying running a respective race, statewide race, whether it be for Secretary of State, Lieutenant Governor, U.S. Senator, or Governor, raises your profile, raises your fundraising ability immediately prior to turning around and running for governor, or running for U.S. Senator 4 months after you lose.
Okay, that's where we got to leave it. Gentlemen, thank you very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
That's an interesting argument.
Time to take care of that unwanted hair? What are your options? You can rip it out.
Pluck it, melt it away with harsh chemicals. Pay for costly laser treatments or that old standby shaving. Ouch! Well, the days of old-fashioned hair removal are gone for good. Now that hair will go away with Smooth Away, the fastest-selling, most popular women's product in Europe. You'll smooth away unwanted hair in moments and exfoliate at the same time.
I don't have to shave. I don't have to shave ever.
It's gone. That's pretty cool.
So smooth, and it works so easy.
Each Smooth Away pad is covered with super fine crystals that buff away unwanted hair, leaving your skin so soft and incredibly smooth. Use the full-size Smooth Away pad for your legs, arms, underarms, and the small one for smaller areas, like the upper lip and chin. Smooth Away works wonders on sensitive areas like the bikini line and will never leave those unsightly razor bumps. To use Smooth Away, just buff lightly and the hair is gone. It's amazing. Best of all, Smooth Away works in just seconds and is 100% pain-free. And because Smooth Away exfoliates as you use it, your skin will feel incredibly smooth and soft, just begging to be touched. Oh, and Smooth Away works great for guys, too. Finally, there's a real answer to easy, safe, painless, and oh-so-inexpensive hair removal. Because now anyone can enjoy perfectly smooth skin with Smooth Away. To order, call our toll-free number and we'll rush you the complete Smooth Away system. The large Smooth Away for legs and arms. The mini Smooth Away for lips, chin, and sensitive areas. Plus, four large and four small replacement pads so you always look smooth. This package sells in Europe for $40 or more, but buying direct, it's yours for $14.99. But wait, call right now and we'll double the entire offer and give you a second Smooth Away set absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. That's right, two Smooth Away sets, an $80 value for only $14.99. So call now.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Plus, you can download the show to your iPod free of charge from iTunes. Let us know what you thought of our month's worth of shows on critical health care issues. Go to NevadaNewsmakers.com and contact us. We'd love to hear from you. We'll see you on the next broadcast.